Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
You're listening to Hunter at Sunrise Acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org. You're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio, brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. You can check out their ad at HunterAtSunrise.com. And you know we like to do live acoustic sessions on this show, and today we have one for you with Nell Dare. Nell, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm glad we got this all hooked up. We got a we brought in a piano into the studio, and that's always an interesting thing to do.
Yep.
What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
I'm going to play my newest single, just came out on Friday, my award-winning song. This is called Not a Believer.
Excellent. Here is Nell Dare here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Touch with the animal inside of me. I'm taking on an indefinite leave to try to remember what it's like to dream, cause real life is failing inevitably. Now every day it just feels so mechanical. Been longing for a new Thoreau-type sabbatical. Wish I could, maybe one day I would leave it all, start something good, cause everything's so cold and lined up in its place. Everything you know scrolling past your face. Things, but I am still a passenger on the ship you sink. Can't remember things from day to day. Got my brain up and rotted away. I'm so tired of trying that I'm lying inside. The feelings we're feeling, they don't coincide with a life that's worth living, and that's what we're teaching our kids are believing. Our society speaking, but can't stop the leaking of our innate dependency on animal tendencies. Cause everything you know is lined up in its place. Everything you know. Well, I am not a believer in what everyone else thinks, but I am still a passenger. The ship you sink. Wanna get in touch with the animal inside of you? I'm pretty sure you feel the same way too. Try to remember what it's like to be free when feelings were honest and not a formality. Not long ago, our life had more pleasures. Tangible, physical, things we could dwell over. Now we're drowning in data and stimuli overload, stripped from the real world and the feedback it offers us. Everything you know is scrolling past your face. Everything you know. Ooh. Well, I am not a believer in what everyone else thinks, but I am still a passenger on the ship you sink. And I am not a believer.
Here on Hunter at Sunrise. And by the way, this is streaming on Facebook right now, so if you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends. Thank you so much for coming down here today. And tell me a little bit more about the single that you just released, Not a Believer.
So during the pandemic, I had started writing songs. I'd taken a few years off really from songwriting because I had two kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, during the pandemic, it was just kind of one of those things you just need that therapy, that outlet. And so I started writing songs, and all kinds of different songs. And this one actually started, the main chord progression is Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata. So I was playing around.
That's interesting.
On the Moonlight Sonata. Yeah, this is Beethoven.
Wow.
This is mine.
Huh.
Yep.
Wow.
So big secret there. I know you have a lot of musicians that listen, so.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, so I was playing around with the Beethoven, and I was like, man, this is really cool, and like it needs a drum beat behind it. And so I put just a kick snare behind it, and then I've never really rapped before. I've done some covers like Linkin Park and Imagine Dragons and stuff, and I was like, you know, I think I need to write a rap for this.
Interesting.
And, that's just kind of how it evolved, and then it was such a cool song, so unique, so different, and I just kind of wanted some like. I was like, this is really good. I was like, you know, you write something and you're like, man, this is good.
Yeah.
But I wanted some kind of outside validation. So I put it in a couple of songwriting contests and it did really well in both of them.
The Great American Song Contest.
Yes.
So a finalist.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is this still going on? Do you vote on these things or how does they work?
You don't vote. It's judged. It's one of those things, you know, you enter, I think it costs about $30 to put your song online. It's annual. So I think it just ended for this year. I think my picture's still on their website though, for finalists from last
really?
Year. Yeah.
How many finalists are there?
There's five for each category. So mine was in the rock/alternative. So, yeah.
You listen to a lot in that genre, I guess.
I do. That is my preferred genre, is rock alternative. I know it's hard to imagine when it's just me and the piano, but when you when you get the whole sound, it's more of an alternative music kind of thing.
Well, you sound rather accomplished on the piano. Did you teach yourself, or did you go to school for that, or what did you do?
I took 8 years of lessons.
Wow.
And I do teach piano lessons now, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you know a lot.
I do. I'm not nearly as good as I was when I was, like, 18 years old. I was, like, you know, really good and, like... And plus, when you sing and play at the same time, obviously you can't do as much. I can't. I don't know. Uh-huh. People who amaze me when they like play lead guitar and sing, I'm like, how? But
so, do you play a lot of classics as well?
I don't anymore. No, I mostly on the piano. I mostly play my stuff. I do, you know, some covers here and there. But yeah, but I teach. You know, I want kids to learn classical music. They don't all want to learn classical music, but.
I suppose learning the basics of classical music is a very good thing if you're a piano player. If you want to do other things like jazz or even the blues, I guess knowing classical music is important, huh?
Yeah, I think you get just the basic of chords and scales and everything that way. So yeah, whatever genre, whatever you decide to do, it'll treat you well.
Now, you live up on the peninsula. Are you from the peninsula originally, or?
Nope. We've been in Hampton for about 10 years now, I think. My husband is from Cleveland, Ohio, so we were in Cleveland, and it took me 4 years after we got married to convince him to leave the frozen north, move somewhere warmer near the beach.
Does he like it here?
He does, yeah.
He's a good applauder, by the way. Sean, you did a good job. I wanted to let you know. But, yeah, so you've been here for about 10 years.
Yes.
And is this all you do as piano lessons and going out and playing at different venues?
Yeah, yeah. I'm a full-time mom. I've got two little kids, so the music works around well because I can teach, you know, in the evening, afternoons, after my husband's home from work, and then occasional gigs here and there, so it works out well.
Now, you play a lot at the Big Pink, the Victorian Station. You like to go there a lot, don't you?
Yeah, it's near my house, which is perfect because it's such an amazing venue and such a great open mic, so I'm just really lucky that it's close to my house, too.
And it's usually the open mic that's on Thursday night, right?
Yeah, it's the first Thursday is songwriter night, and third Thursday is anything goes, although most people play originals anyway.
Yeah, so you go to both.
Yes. Yeah.
So if people want to catch you, and usually just go to these open mics at the Victorian Station.
Yeah, I am usually there. Yep.
Which is in Phoebus, by the way. Don't want to explain that. Would you like to do something else? We're talking with Nell Dare, by the way.
Sure.
What is this song?
This is my other song that came out back in October. I just squeezed it in before Halloween because the song is called "Feed the Ghost," even though it's not really about Halloween, but it was a great marketing strategy, right?
I think we played this song on the air last weekend.
Oh, awesome. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, you get the acoustic version now. This is cool. The Ghost.
Excellent. Here's Nell Dare. You're on Hunter at Sunrise.
I don't sleep as much as I should. It's nothing new, though I still wish I could. I lie awake and wait for the birds to cheer me up. And while I wait, I feel the ghosts. I think of everything that's happening while I'm all alone in the dark. My thoughts are so insatiable, they're slowly tearing me apart.
Nell Dare here on Hunter at Sunrise. Now, you're working on a couple of other songs too, right?
Yes.
You're trying to get some more music out there.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So, you know, I wrote a whole bunch of songs and then just kind of picked what I felt were the best and all kind of fit together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I, in the past, what I've done is I've recorded with a live band in a studio. But since this was the pandemic, what I started doing was doing my own full band demos at home because I can play guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I have a bass. My husband is a drummer.
Oh, wow.
So we put together these full band demos at home. And then I just found a producer that I could work remotely with who just takes all that and makes it 10 times more awesome.
So are you guys playing this song? Like the song I played last week was, it seemed like almost an orchestra was there. Was that all you guys?
So the only thing, that song, we did get a professional guitarist to fill in some of the guitar. But everything else was just me, Sean on drums, and my producer, Kara. She did, you know, synths and stuff like that.
Wow. Well, it's, I must say it was very well produced.
Thank you.
You might want to pass that along to her.
Thanks.
It's very nice. And so do you have a gig coming up that you want to shout out about besides the open mics?
I wish I did. I don't have anything booked right now. What I've done is I've tried to find gigs that are just for original music, which there's not a lot of. So I get those here and there, which is usually you come play like an hour set, which is great. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
But in the new year, I don't know what I'm going to try to revamp my covers list and get 3-hour gigs or what I want to try to do. But I know I need to like do something to get more gigs. I'm just trying to figure out what the best step is there, I guess.
Do you have a lot of covers that you can put on a list? Or
I do, but the thing is two things. One, a few years ago, pre-pandemic, what I mostly did is I played acoustic guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've changed. I'm like, nope, I'm committed to doing the piano because it's my first instrument anyway. It's more different. It's more unique. And so a lot of those same songs will work on the piano. But I do need some that'll work better around my new original songs. So I've got to probably learn maybe like 10 more songs that I can fit in and go from there.
What about your kids? What do they think of mom doing all this?
They love it. They're my biggest fans. They,
really?
Yeah. They sing my songs and they ask me, like, I think after Feed the Ghosts came out, like, my son was like, when does it come out? I'm like, it is out. And I think he was expecting to hear it on the radio or something.
Oh.
I'm like, no, bud, it is out.
Well, now he is hearing it on the radio,
maybe. Yeah, yeah.
How old is your son?
He will be 6 in a couple weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yep,
okay.
And our daughter's 3 and a half.
Oh, wow. That's kind of a handful. That keeps you busy.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, that's for sure. We're talking with Nell Dare here on Hunter at Sunrise. What else would you like to play for us here? We got a little more time.
I did prepare a Christmas song.
Yeah.
I mean, I practiced it yesterday. So
yes.
Let me get my music stand on here.
Oh, okay.
It's all right.
This is live, so that's okay.
So you can hear the music stand being set up.
Yeah.
You know it's a real performance.
Yes. And, of course, I want to remind everyone that this is... this is streaming on Facebook, and if you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends so everyone can see Nell here this morning. So what song did you pick out?
It's Silver Bells.
Oh, yeah. This is a nice song. This was one of my favorite songs growing up around holidays.
Me too. My mom used to sing it to us at bedtime, actually.
Yeah, I remember listening to it on the radio, and it was always this kind of Mormon Tabernacle Choir type of thing, and it was very, very nice and very soothing, I must say. So anyway, are you about ready?
I am ready.
Excellent. Here's Nell Dare here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear silver bells. Even stoplights wake up bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene, and above all the bustle, you hear silver bells.
Very nice. Nell Dare here on Hunter at Sunrise. You can almost hear the choir in there as they come, you know, for the refrain. It's very beautiful. Great. Thank you so much for coming down here today, Nell. This has been fun.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed it.
Yes, it was very fun. Thank you.
Now, you do have a couple more singles coming out. Do you have titles for those? Should we be looking out for them?
So the next one is called Keep a Secret, which has got more of that little rap alternative, a little bit of reggae vibe, too. We'll be out sometime in February, hopefully. Don't have a date yet.
Okay.
And then the fourth song I'm still trying to decide, but it'll probably be like April. I don't know, but I haven't picked which one yet.
Okay, and what's that's name? Or?
I have not picked the song yet. I'm trying to decide between a couple. So.
Oh, okay, I got you. I got you, but right now Feed the Ghost is out, as well as Not a Believer. And these are streaming where?
You can check them out on Spotify or Apple Music or YouTube, wherever you like to get music. Just search Nell Dare, N-E-L-L-D-A-R-E, and you'll find it. And on social, I'm at Nell Dare Music, all one word.
Excellent. Well, thanks again for coming on the show. Nell Dare here on Hunter at Sunrise.